Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 525. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling. I've got some great Bible reading for you. This message is a continuation of yesterday's message, which is able to give you victory over every aspect of your life. So be sure to stay tuned in to hear it. Right now, we have some letters also and some music. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to anoint this service, this program. Father, anoint everyone on it. Anoint the people in the churches, the true church of the Lord throughout the world. Straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and few there be that shall enter therein. Lord, we pray that there'll be more souls saved this evening, this afternoon, this morning, from these messages, because this is what you sent us in the world to do, is to be perfect. And there's people saying no one's perfect, but that's totally contrary to your judgment, to your word. You stated that we must be perfect in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, I reckon, Father, that that's why so many people are going to be screaming their heads off in hell and in the lake of fire, because they don't believe that you have to be perfect, which is totally contrary to your word. But Lord, we pray that they'll catch that message. And Lord, we pray, you've let me know how much the enemy of our souls, the devil, hates these messages of showing people how they can be perfect, have power, have victory over every aspect of their life. And Satan hates that, and we ask, and I ask you, Lord, to rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. Lord, let souls be saved, and these church, the true church of the Lord, be strengthened in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Here's another one of my favorite singers to sing, I'll Fly Away. His name is Jim Reeves, R-E-E-V-E-S.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll shadows of this life have flown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end, I'll fly away. I'll fly away.
He said, Lord, I never met Jim Reeves before, but my brother did, and knew him very well. As a matter of fact, I think he helped produce him on a couple of occasions. What a voice. What a voice. The way that he pronounces words is fantastic. We have some letters. Where's the first one from?
From Zulia, Venezuela.
Okay.
Dear Pastor, greetings to you. I am wishing you the best in your ministry. I want to express my gratitude in this letter for sending me your newsletters. We are using them in our community, and they have had a great impact here. I am requesting 40 Bibles to distribute to the new converts and also a large box of newsletters as well. Please send me these Bibles and materials. Thanks, Leonardo from Zulia, Venezuela.
All right. And do you have another one?
Yes, from Zambia, Africa.
Okay.
Dear beloved pastor, I am very pleased to inform you that the prison officers have loved your gospel literature, and I am authorized to distribute it in every office of the prison administration, to the remand section, in the chapel, to all my fellow inmates, to residents around and near the prison, and also to those who come to see their loved ones in prison. The gospel literature is really bringing lost souls very close to God. Most of the people I give the literature to come back thanking me and asking for more literature, and they want to know more about your blessed soul-winning ministries. Others are even wishing to hear your voice on the radio. We are not allowed to take photos in the prison, or else I would have sent you a photo to see for yourself how the work of God is going on through evangelism and literature distribution. People are attracted to the Word of God. More especially, my fellow inmates want to see a change in their lives. We hold evening meetings in our cells where we discuss and study the Word of God using your literature, such as the 5 Steps to Salvation.
You know, the Lord came into the world to save sinners. The people that think they're so righteous, they never do anything for the Lord, really. They tithe and give offerings to foundations and other things like that, that there'll be no reward in heaven for them for that. But I'm not just talking about tithes and offerings, but I'm talking about giving themselves completely over to the Word of God, because there are a lot of people that are in prison for false charges, and there's a lot of men there that are there because they did do something wrong. And that's the ones that the Lord came into this world to save. Not just the criminals like that, but people that don't have Christ in them. Doesn't make any difference how good you are, or you think you are. Every one of us needs to have the Lord in us, living in us. Not just to go to church, that doesn't please God. The devil will take you to church. He'll, you know, dispatch vehicles for you, buses and whatever, to get you into the church. That doesn't mean anything to the Lord whatsoever. He wants to have you for his house, the place for him to live. And when he lives in there, he wants to inhabit your entire body so that you're his house. Every bit of your you is his house. And if that doesn't happen, well, there's no possible way that he can consume you into heaven. The Lord, his first commandment is to love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And that's not, you know, that's a real flippant way to say it. All your heart, soul, mind, and strength. No, all your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength, every bit of it. Then when you're entirely his, then he'll take you into the kingdom of heaven with him. And none of us know when if we're going to live another second or a minute. And so we have to be careful to keep the first commandment, to give him everything that you are, and to give up everything that you now love. You don't have to, if it's of the Lord, you can have whatever you have. I never really had anything, and even though I've been what a lot of people would think is very successful in the world, I didn't have anything. I didn't have anything until I gave my life to the Lord. He's added many years onto my life, because I'm sure I would have died if I would have continued smoking and occasionally drinking. I was into health, but not as much as the Lord has got me into it now. But just the way I was eating even would have killed me. The Lord warned me not to do a lot of different things. If anyone's interested in knowing what the Lord told me, that it's caused me to have a lot of extra years, and he promises me more, even if I continue on eating the way he wants me to eat, and also to exercise somewhat. But let's finish the letter.
I thank you once more for the t-shirts and the Bibles you sent to us. We still need some more Bibles and t-shirts. Beloved servants of God, send us more materials to promote the Word of God through the Tony Lamo Ministries worldwide.
See how everybody in the world is like hungry for the Word of God. So you people, if you want to be blessed by the Lord, then divvy up, okay? Get down. The Lord knows that you really love him if he can get into your pocketbook, yeah, or in your bank account. And I'm not one that has ever really done that, but the Lord is like telling me I have to tell people the whole Bible. And that's just part of it, folks. That's only part of it. You're not going to buy your way into heaven. But if you don't give your tithes and offerings unto the Lord, you're actually holding him up like you were holding up a bank. Because without finances, it's impossible for the ministry to continue on. I'm not talking about getting new suits or new vehicles or new anything or getting a better house or anything like that. I'm talking about getting the gospel out throughout the entire world. So many people are boasting, you look at that, I've got a $2,000 suit or a $5,000 suit. That isn't what it's all about. It's to get the gospel out. Okay, so they want more literature, folks. Everybody does out there. And they're willing to go out into the highways and hedges and risk their life, risk going to prison, risk even being killed. If you'll just send in finances so that we can send more literature, more Bibles out to people. So, you know, praise and thank the Lord. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. And he despises anyone. If you murmur and complain about giving something to the Lord, and I'm not talking about these programs that really don't preach the true Bible because they're not preaching the Lord. The Lord is the true Bible, Old and New Testament. So if you're tithing to a church like that, you're doing very well and you'll have a good reward for it. Okay, let's continue on.
Send us some more materials to promote the Word of God through the Tony Lamo Ministries worldwide in prisons and wherever people are. Remember, the time has come. I will be very happy to receive many copies of your literature for my area. Pass my warm Christian regards to the brothers and sisters at the Holy Tony Lamo Christian Church, not forgetting your beloved family. God bless you all. Amen and amen. Yours in his service, Edward, from Kitwe, Zambia.
Okay, praise the Lord. You have another one? That's it this evening because we don't have that much time. We're only on for an hour. And I could talk, for 24 hours, I'm sure, or until I get too weary to talk. All right, now we're continuing on. As I said, the most important thing that we need to learn so far is having victory over our situations, our bad situations that we have in this world, is to praise and thank the Lord. Because when you're praising and thanking the Lord, you're really calling on him and just praising him. The Bible tells us if we believe that we have whatever we're praying for, then we have it. We have it already. And this is not, some cleverly devised fable. It's the absolute truth. Now, the Lord says, praise him before the battle begins, not after there's victory. So the Lord has appointed priests, and that's what we are today. But we're spiritual priests through Christ, our mediator. We're now kings and priests. If you're born-again Christian, born of the Holy Spirit, if the Lord is living in you, if he entered you as the kingdom of heaven as a little child, a little babe, then you're one of his kings and priests. Now, you know, your version of king and priest may be the version that's been stuffed down your throat by a bunch of false Christians. Most people think priest. They immediately think Catholic, because the Catholics control the purse, most of the money in the world, and they are able to brainwash you continuously in the news media, the mass news media. Because they run the newspapers, they run a lot of the major magazines like Time, Life, Look, Newsweek, People magazine. The stuff that you see in there is trash, absolute trash, trit. It's just trit. You have to go to England to find out what trit means, okay? That's what they say all the time there. You're born of the Spirit, praise the Lord. He appointed priests and Levites to give thanks. I mean, just appointing them to give thanks and to praise the Lord? Yes, give thanks and to praise the Lord in the gates of the tents of the Lord. That's 2 Chronicles 31, verse 2.
And Hezekiah appointed the courses of the priests and the Levites after their courses, every man according to his service, the priests and the Levites, for burnt offerings and for peace offerings, to minister and to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the tents of the Lord.
Yeah, but praise not to man or football players or basketball players or, ping pong players or anybody else, but to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
These people are not deserving of anyone's praise. They didn't die on the cross. There's not one. They're all in need of praising the Lord themselves. They need to praise the Lord in the gates and in the tents of the Lord. So God wants you to praise him, not only in his house, in other words, where you go to church, but also in your house, your tent, where you live, your dwelling places, in other words, where you dwell. I don't know if it's a hotel room, an apartment, a house, whatever. By praising the Lord, you will turn your body into a home or into a temple where he will dwell or live in you. He'll actually live in you. He promises that. And I know that he lives in me. I know my Redeemer liveth because he's living in me. Amen?
Amen.
Now, he will not only be with you, but he will be in you. But on the other hand, it is not enough to only praise the Lord in your home. He also wants you to praise him in the assembly of the elders, in other words, in the church. That's Psalms 107:32.
Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders.
Right, so you have to praise him in the assembly. You know, you can go into some churches and you never hear anybody saying, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. Because they're so afraid that they're grandstanding or something. But remember, it's a commandment to praise the Lord. And always the people in the churches that don't praise and thank the Lord, they have no victory. It's impossible to have victory. So don't be afraid to lift up your voice in praise in the congregation of the people in your church. Don't be afraid. And if anyone frowns or gives you a dirty look, call me instantly. And I'll send prayers up to the Lord in hopes that it will do something to those people. Don't be afraid to lift up your voice praising the Lord. I mean, you're not ashamed to do that when you were out going to discos and everything, just laughing and giggling and thinking you're having a good time, or going to a football, baseball, basketball game. This world needs to hear us praise the Lord and to see us praise the Lord. I mean, we just sit there and receive, you know, that they're praising basketball, baseball, football, or boxers or wrestlers. I mean, that's not doing you any good. But it gives you the victory if you're praising and thanking the Lord. God has saved us out of heathenism, that we might give thanks unto thy holy name and triumph in the Lord's praise. That's Psalms 106:47.
Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen, to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise.
Well, what does that mean, to triumph in praising the Lord? That means if you do that, you have victory over every situation that you have in this world that you need victory over. Is it your tongue? Is it your brain? Your brain is dense. You need wisdom. Well, then start praising the Lord for it, and you'll have it. And also, be extremely vigilant and diligent to receive it, okay? And the Lord will give it to you. All right, now, therefore, when we praise the Lord, this is what? Spiritual warfare. I mean, victorious spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is one thing because, you know, the devil is into spiritual warfare too, but he has no victory if we're praising and thanking the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So according to the Word of God, this is true. And if you believe the Word of God, you're saved and you're delivered. So this is spiritual warfare in the first degree. First degree spiritual warfare. This is the beginning of a series of spiritual warfare messages. We are supposed, we must, if we want victory, we must praise God in front of the demons. What in the world is that? The reason for that is the psalmist many times has said, quote, before the gods will I praise thee. Psalms 138:1.
I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee.
Well, a lot of people want to know why he wants to praise the Lord before the small g gods. Why would you want to do something like that, Psalmist David? What's wrong with you? Do you wonder why the psalmist David said that by the Holy Spirit? If you do, it's because the gods, small g, are representatives of demon spirits and fallen angels. When we praise the Lord in front of the demon spirits, we are absolutely engaged in effective, victorious spiritual warfare, the outcome of which will be for us victory. There's victory in Jesus.
Amen.
And there's victory in the praises to Jesus. There is a terrible spirit of heaviness over the land. And when I say land, I'm talking about every land on the face of this earth, the entire world. Right here in these last days is the most terrible time of all to be living in, and yet to Christians it's the most exciting time of all to live. The reason for this is caused by demonic activity. Satan has come down to this earth like a roaring lion because he knows that his time is short. He's been thrown out of heaven and he's here on earth right now. He's filled full of wrath. He's like, the Bible says he's going forth as a roaring lion because he knows that his time is short. And that's 1 Peter 5, chapter 5, verse 8.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
He doesn't love you or like you. Those of you that are doing the things that Satan is telling you to do, fornication, adultery, first-degree murder, which they call abortion. What a clever name the devil pasted on that one. So he is calling, Satan is calling his strongest demons into the front line where we frontline Christians are. He's calling them into the front line warfare against the Lord's anointed servants, the anointed servants of God. When you're completely surrounded by the army of the Philistines that has surrounded us, and when we are hearing the raging threats of Goliath as he roars against us and blasphemes our God, we need to stand like David did, fearlessly, honoring and praising of God and his greatness in the face of the devil. Now, you know, a lot of people think that we always have to talk nice to people. Well, you should read the Bible and see if you're supposed to always talk nice to people. But maybe this was the key to David's greatness, is that he didn't talk nice to everybody. He didn't talk nice to Goliath, did he?
No.
He started running for him with a stone. He picked up several stones, and I believe it was 5 stones, because Goliath had 4 brothers, just in case they got porky. So he praised the Lord to Goliath. Why? Because he was going into battle with him. You want to always praise the Lord when the devil is attacking you, because you have to come back at him with praises and thanks unto the Lord, because the Lord said you have the victory, and you have it if you believe it.
Amen.
Amen. And if you believe it, then start praising and thanking the Lord for it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Don't be ashamed to praise the Lord, because if you're ashamed of him here, he's going to be ashamed of you before his Father and the holy angels in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
All those up there are praising and thanking him.
Amen.
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 And there's good reason for it, because he, praising and thanking the Lord, he's teaching us in his judgments, because his judgment is the way that we're going to be judged. This is not my judgment. This is the judgment of the Lord, the Word of God, that we have victory in the praises. So David praised the Lord to Goliath. Well, why would you praise the Lord to Goliath or the devil? Why don't you look at your Goliaths in the same way and start praising the Lord? You'll be surprised at how accurate your aim will be. You'll know then that the Bible is true, because he'll cut through whatever problem you've got, just like the opening of the Red Sea. And just like Goliath fell, you will see your enemies fall at your feet. That's a promise from the Lord. And you're saved and given victory by receiving the judgment, the Word of God. Now I'm going to take a little sip of coffee here, if you just give me a break. All right? Here I go. That was so good. We must be wearing the garment of praise in order to have victory. You put on praise. I mean, that's just your clothing. Without praise, you're naked before your enemy. You have to have that garment of praise on you in order to have victory in these, especially in these last days, even in the days of David. also in the days of Noah. It's a good thing he praised the Lord, amen?
Amen.
Or none of us would be here today. All right? Amen. The entire army of Israel was distressed greatly. There wasn't one happy person among any of them. When Goliath defied the armies of the living God, they were frightened. Saul tried to dress David up in his armor, but David knew he had a garment of praise. That's a lot better than Saul's armor. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Glory to God. Praise you, Father God. Praise you, Jesus. So he had the garment of praise which he had received from the Lord in the hills of Judea as he tended his father's sheep, which would protect him against all the dangers of Goliath and his powerful, great, and mighty sword. Goliath had this big sword that's almost too big for David even to carry. You can say hallelujah right now, can't you?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, then let's say it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. To that one, and that one is Jesus, hallelujah to that one. Amen. Yes, sir. The psalmist David ran over the hill into the valley with absolute confidence because he was nurtured in praise. He was raised up with praise. When you are nurtured and clothed in the garment of praise, you, as well as David, will be able to run to the face of your enemy. Your garment of praise will give you the confidence and the great joy that you need at a time like that. The time to wear this garment of praise has now come to all the people in the world. If you don't wear that garment of praise, it's for sure you won't live much longer. We're in the last days, folks. The Lord says, quote, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Praise the Lord, because the Lord has anointed me to," this is Jesus talking, "has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek." Meek are the ones that will receive the gospel and will also receive that their victory is in praising the Lord. If you're meek, you'll receive it. If you're not, you're going to ignore the words. And it's also a fact that you don't realize that we're living in the war of Armageddon, which is a war of words. The war between the word of God and the lying words of Satan. So receive the word of God and be saved and have victory. So to preach good tidings unto the meek, he hath sent me, Jesus, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Captives of who? Captives of Satan, believing the garbage of the international community, the democracy that says, "We rule, not God. We the people. Now, this is a government of the people, by the people, for the people." Instead of, we are to base our lifestyle on the word of God, not the people. The people have consistently been wrong throughout the beginning of this world, starting with Adam and Eve, Eve and Adam, rather. To proclaim liberty to the captives, and we're captives of Satan until we be released. Praise and thank the Lord, and ask him, the kingdom of heaven, which is Christ, the word of God, to come into your heart as a little babe, and then let him grow up in you by you reading the word of God. And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Amen.
Amen.
Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Amen.
Amen.
Satan had me bound, but Jesus had me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
Amen.
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 That's enough to praise and thank the Lord for. Amen.
Amen.
More than enough. Okay, so open the prison to them that are bound to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of the vengeance of our God. God is not just a God of love. He's a God of vengeance. He gives everybody a chance to be saved. Sometimes he takes little babies because he knows if they would grow up that they would go to hell, and he takes them right into the kingdom of heaven because there's no sin on their soul whatsoever. Where a person is not conscious of sin, and they've never sinned, and they're just born, there's no transgression, there's no sin, they haven't sinned, and so they get to go to heaven right away. So those of you that are mourning, don't be, he turns your mourning into gladness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just be thankful for if a child... I never want my child to go out now because I want my child to be a soul winner just like myself. And she's helping out right now with the actual timing of this message. Little 6.5-year-old daughter, she's sitting right there very alertly waiting to show me signs of how many minutes we have left. And she does it so diligent. She's very, very good. So, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. Well, I mean, if you know that your loved one is saved, there's no need for mourning, amen?
Amen.
So it would be that you would have the oil of joy rather than mourning. And he gives you beauty for ashes. You might die and you're going to just disintegrate into ashes. But what if you could see yourself in the kingdom of heaven, that is, if you're going to be there, you look beautiful. I mean, there's just no possible way that anyone could look any better than you. The oil of joy instead of mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. There shouldn't be any reason that any Christian should be heavy or have heaviness, because you have the garment, if you're wearing the garment of praise. So he exchanges the spirit of heaviness for the garment of praise, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. This is in Isaiah 61:1-3. And it's also in the Gospels. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so read Isaiah 61:1-3. This is all what the Lord Jesus said.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn.
Right, when God takes vengeance, that will comfort all of us that are being harassed by this demonic monster of Satan and those fallen angels and those evil spirits. Okay, we're going to be happy. Amen?
Amen.
And this one knows he's going to hell in the lake of fire, and he's full of wrath because he knows it's coming up soon. Now, these are the coming attractions for him. Hell in the lake of fire forever. Then go ahead.
Verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
Amen. So can't we say, oh, praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a day of glory and victory this is. Exclamation mark. Amen.
Amen.
Put off that garment of mourning and complaining and fault finding and criticism and self-pity, and put on the garment of praise, and you will be a part of the chosen end time army, which is anointed to preach the good tidings to the meek, heal the brokenhearted, set the captives free, open prison doors, and proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. That doesn't mean you have to talk nice to everybody. That isn't Christianity. When there's the, you have to talk right into the to the enemy's face and praise and thank the Lord and defy him, like the psalmist said. The psalmist said, I'm going to cut your thinking head off and leave your body laying out here for the birds, the fowls of the air to eat. Of course, we as Christians, we know now that this scripture that I just read was from the Old Testament. And it's for the New Testament, and so what we do is we let the day of the vengeance of the Lord take place, so that we're not allowed to use any, carnal warfare like guns, bullets, bombs, and things like that. We're not danger. We're bold as lions, but we're meek, and we just let the Lord have His way, He's going to only have his the way that he wants us to be if we do what he says. And he says, praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 So it's not just going to happen without you saying something. He didn't create bodies of dirt to just sit there with their mouth shut. If you really believe that you are made out of the dirt of this earth, out of the dirt, and that you've got breath in your body, then that everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So that we can accomplish that what the Lord wants to accomplish in us. You can never give joy to anyone as long as you are wearing the garment of mourning. The spirit of heaviness belongs in the morgue and not in the house of praise and victory. Now, a lot of that doesn't mean that you're supposed to bow jive and joke and jive. This is in the house of praise and victory, the house of God. Begin to clothe yourself with praise so that you might be adorned for this glorious ministry. Jeremiah 17:26 states, quote, and they shall come from the cities of Judah and from the places about Jerusalem and from the land of Benjamin and from the plain and from the mountains and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices and meat offerings and incense, and bringing sacrifices of praise unto the house of the Lord. Well, now today we already have these sacrifices come into the world, and no longer do we give burnt offerings, but the Lord is the fulfillment of that. He went to hell and burned for us, and then he ascended out of hell, out of death, and out of the grave, and then he ascended into the kingdom of God. Now, the writer of Hebrews was able to receive the revelation of this in Hebrews 13:15. He states, quote, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Read it so everybody knows.
By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name.
So we're supposed to praise and thank the Lord continuously because of what?
The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name.
Because this is the fruit of our lips. This is what the Lord is looking for. This is like what He consumes. He loves this. He abides in the praises of the saints. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord abides in the praises of the saints. Well, where does it say that? It says it in Psalm 22, verse 3. Quote, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabits, that lives in the praises of Israel." Well, Israel, not all Israel's Israel, and not everybody that says they're Christians are Christians. Probably maybe 1% of the people that say they're Christians are true Christians, because they don't believe the Word of God. They don't support the true Church of the Lord. They don't do anything. They just go to these the church hoppers. They got itchy ears. They go to places that will smooth over things and will not preach to you the true Word of God. The sacrifice of praise to God. This is the sacrifice. In other words, your praise becomes the sacrifice to God. And why is that, huh? What does that mean? Let me offer continually. Let you offer continually. Let us offer continually the praise to God, because it's a continuous thing for us to do. You should never be void of knowing what to do, because it says continuously, so you can continuously have the victory.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So that is the fruit of your lips. Boy, you can get healing. You can all sorts of things. Giving thanks to the Lord's name. God is calling us to continually praise Him. That's Psalms 34:1.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
At all times, continually. Amen. Then what?
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Continually be in my mouth. Sometimes it seems like a sacrifice when you feel discouraged or disappointed, or some tragedy has happened in your life, in your family, or friends. But that is the time when your sacrifice of praises will be the most effective. If you wait until you are happy before you praise the Lord, then it is no longer a sacrifice of praise. You just praise Him because you're happy. A sacrifice is something that costs you something. So let your lips be the sacrificial lamb. Okay, because you have to sacrifice your praises unto the Lord. Even when you don't feel like it, you know that the Lord is going to lift you up, because He inhabits, He lives in the praises of the saints. Amen?
Amen.
And that the victory is going to be there. That if so, let your lips be the lamb, the sacrificial lamb that is laid upon the altar in the thanksgiving and gratitude, and you will come away rejoicing. Now, there's millennium-type praises as well. The glory of the millennium rule will be that the earth will be full of His praise, the Lord's praise. Habakkuk 3, chapter 3, verse 3.
God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of His praise.
Amen. Isn't the see? You can see it. Search these scriptures, and you just look. There's many of them that I haven't even touched on yet, but I'm going to continue these messages. If you want kingdom rule in your soul now, then praise the Lord now. If you want kingdom rule in your soul, in your spirit, then praise the Lord right now. If you are made, and you are, made of the dust of the earth of this world, why not fill your own little world with millennium praise? you know, like the heavens and the entire earth be filled with the praise of the Lord. God calls for the whole of his creation to praise him. Quote, let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. That's Psalm 69:34.
Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein.
Amen. The heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord. Psalms 89:5. We'll forget that because we're running out of time. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all his fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. That's Psalms 148:1-4. And 7-13. Perfected praise in children, the most glorious of all praises, that in all the lives and mouths of the little children and the babies, babies praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Because these who have received the Lord Jesus Christ or the kingdom of heaven as a little baby or a child, their praises are for real. What about yours? I see that my time is up, and I'm going to continue teaching you how to have victory by praising and thanking the Lord. But first, you know, it has to be for real, like little babes. And the Lord will enter you right now. The kingdom of heaven will enter you as a little baby, so that he can grow up in you and to the fullness of the stature of Christ. But you need to say this prayer first. So say it. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now say, I open the door of my heart, and I invite you to come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, because your word is true, and I know you have answered me. And therefore, I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, and I praise you, Lord Jesus, for, Lord God, for saving my soul. I just praise and thank the Lord. And Sharon, tell everyone in Radio Land how they can receive a copy of this message program, number 525.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is Rural Pastor Tony Alamo. Tune in again tomorrow for a continuation of victory in Jesus. And right now, this is Jim Reeves again singing Peace in the Valley.
but I must go along till the Lord shall come and call me away. Oh, yes, then the morning so bright and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as black as the sea.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray.
There'll be no sadness, no sorrow,
oh my Lord,
no trouble, trouble I see.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley.
No sorrow, my Lord, no trouble, trouble I see.
There will be peace in the valley.